Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Midweek Tarot Forecast. I am your host, Taruk Vishal, and let's get it started. Okay, so the present position is the Queen of Chalices. Now, the Queen of Chalices, you know, this is the card that symbolizes clairvoyance. You know, this is a card that symbolizes wisdom. It symbolizes comprehension. This is somebody who's in touch with their feelings, somebody who's in touch with their emotions. You know, and this is a feminine card, the Queen of Chalices. So it is a card about, you know, the emotions which are seen as the feminine aspect or, you know, a softer aspect, you know, because of water, things of that nature. So, you know, this is a card that is symbolizing being in touch with the emotions. This is a card about being a friend. You know, you're easy to talk to. People, they gravitate towards you. You know, you are a sincere and loyal friend, okay? So you've been there for people. You are the one that people come to and speak to. You are the one that people seek advice. You know, you are the chalice that people pour into, you know, and even drink from you, okay? You are the queen of emotions to people. So you've been there for these people. You have, you know, been emotionally available for them, you know. So that is what I am seeing with the present position as far as the Queen of Chalices, okay? So that's the present position. Now, the next card is the immediate influence, and it's the Ten of Swords, okay? The Ten of Swords. Now, this is a card of destruction. This is a card of separation. It's a card of tears. It's a card of emptiness, of loneliness, of loss, of inescapability, of pain, affliction. This is a card about being slayed, about being destroyed, okay? The Ten of Swords is the worst kind of betrayal, the worst kind of assault that a person can have on them, okay? So, you know, we're seeing that the Queen of Chalices, so you're this emotional person. This emotional person has been attacked and assaulted to the point of just complete emotional destruction. Okay, the Ten of Swords, this is like the worst thing that can happen to somebody. So, you know, it's pretty intense to see, you know, being such an emotional person, being attacked and destroyed in this way by, it seems like, your friends, okay? Because Ten of Swords, these are multiple people that have come against you. You know, so that's what I'm seeing with the Ten of Swords over here and the Queen of Chalices. It's definitely a loss of friendship, a loss of associates, you know, people who you've trusted, who you have confided in, have completely betrayed you. They have lied on you. They have stolen from you. They have cheated on you. They have done the worst, okay, just complete and utter just the worst. Okay, so that's the immediate influence. Okay, now the Goal or Destiny is the Temperance card, and this is the part about balance. So this is saying that these things happening to you right now are a lesson that you must learn, okay? You are an emotional person, you know, you are somebody who people connect to and relate to, but yet these same people have come against you and have tried to put you in the ground. You know, they've tried to obliterate you, you know, try to comfort you in the worst way possible, people who you confided in. So the Temperance card is showing that you have to have that balance in being able to trust people, but also protect yourself and don't be completely open to people, you know, being able to attack you, and you know, assault you basically. So the Temperance is a card about having the balance, because when I look at this card, you know, you see an old man, he's standing in a pathway and he looks like a weak person, but he actually is carrying a knife. So it's a card about having that balance, about, you know, you not seeming like you are a threat, but, you know, just in case you're holding that weapon, you know. So that's the goal of destiny. Now the next card is the Distant Past Foundation, and it's the High Priestess. Now this is a card about trusting your instincts. So this is telling me that you have known, or you have had premonitions, or you've seen in the past these people. You've had some kind of, you know, vision or, you know, knowledge of these people in the past. So it's trusting your emotions and trusting your inner voice, you know, who these people, you know, who they are, you know. And yeah, the High Priestess definitely is about listening to that inner voice, okay? That intuition, receptiveness, you know, listening to your dreams. So this is kind of saying that you've had kind of like knowledge of these people in the past, and it's just listening to them. Now, the recent past is the Ace of Swords. So this is the card that's showing that you are building your strength. So you've had these people attack you and come against you, and you've known about this for a while. You've had the premonitions. You have seen, you've heard, you know, all these things. So now you are getting ready. You're preparing for battle. The Ace of Swords is a card about triumph. It's a card about strength. It's a card about power, you know, conquest, you know, just building that strength to fight your enemies, to be triumphant, to overcome any type of negative influence that comes your way, you know. So the Ten of Swords is the immediate influence, has definitely been a learning lesson for you. And even with the Temperance card, you have learned how to balance yourself and not be such an emotional person, you know. So you definitely have known now how to guard yourself. And even with the High Priestess, you're able to look into the past and see that, yes, I have had signs. I did see things that led me to believe that these people were coming against me, and maybe you didn't listen, or you didn't believe in yourself and believe that these things were going to happen, but definitely they were a learning lesson. So that's why you now have the Ace of Swords, which is about building that power, building that triumph, you know, building that strength, okay, the logic, not letting your emotions or your feelings take control. You know, the Ace of Swords is about logic. It's about, you know, two and two plus two, you know. It's about not letting the emotions take over and cloud your mind. So the next card is the Future Influence, and it's the Six of Chalices. So the Six of Chalices, you know, this is the card that it's about celebration. It's about joy, about pleasant places. It's about positive experiences, about enjoyable memories, you know. So after all of this, after the betrayal, you're going to end up being in celebration. You're going to be around the people who are really there for you. You know, this is about positive experiences, about, you know, great memories. So definitely the people who have tried to come against you in your life, they have been removed. They are not there. They're not going to be there to enjoy who you are, you know. So this is definitely a positive outcome, okay, concerning a tumultuous type of experience when it comes to losing friends or betrayal. But you have to learn how to rise against that and go against, your emotions, or you may be attached to these people, and they keep on hurting you, but you allow it to happen because you've known them for so long. Oh, I've known you for 12 years, so yeah, you can do this to me. You can step on me. You can, try to put me in a cage and hold me there and treat me any kind of way and abuse me just because I've known you for so long. Like, no, you cannot do that. You cannot just allow people who have been in your life to control you and to try to discomfort you in any kind of way just because you're a soft and emotional person and because you care so much for them that, you can just let them do that to you. You have to learn how to build your strength, how to build that sword, okay, and build that power so that you're strong enough to tell these people no, to remove them from your life, because at the end of the day, they're going to hurt you. So it's, about building that logic, overcoming that emotion, but at the same time, learning how to trust your voice with the High Priestess. So it's about having the balance, which is the Temperance card, okay? So the Temperance card, it's about having that balance between your emotions and your intellect, about learning how to accept certain things and to not accept certain things, okay? So it's like you have to have that balance. You have to, this is definitely a card about balance. This reading is about having balance with people and having boundaries and not letting people overstep their boundaries and, abusing you because of that. And having to cut people off in the end. Eventually you're gonna have to if you're gonna allow people to abuse you this way. So yeah, you guys, that's pretty much this reading. I hope this connected with somebody out there who was probably going through this experience right here. You guys can check us out on Instagram, on Facebook, and Twitter, all at Triple Chalice Tarot. My name is Taruba Shah, and you guys have a great and fantastic evening.